too.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
The next application is case number 11306, the application of Gene Rogers and Barbara Black. Site is located southwest of Road 275, Plantation Road, being north of Bay Terrace and 100 feet southwest of Pier Point, being private streets and being lots 248 within Henlopen Landing subdivision, identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 3-34, map 5, parcel 1077, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. The applicants are requesting a 3.8-foot variance from the required 5-foot side yard for a shed. That's all I have. That's your question.
Nope. Thank you for that.
Good evening. Can you state your names and addresses for the record?
Jeannie Rogers, 33095 Bay Terrace, Lewis, Delaware.
Barbara Black, 33095 Bay Terrace, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Gentlemen, just for, I did forget that there was, just for record, there are no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail return. Just for record.
Good evening.
Thank you for that. Good evening, ma'am.
We had a shed placed at the property at 33095 Bay Terrace, I guess several months ago, and approximately 4 or 5 weeks after the shed had been placed, and it was in compliance based on the measurements that we had done at the time based on the property markers that were in place. The property next to us started to be developed, and the Pannoni came and surveyed the property, and when they did, moved our back right corner marker in 4 foot. we talked to the developer. He said we had to talk to the survey company. We called the surveyor. They came and resurveyed it and said indeed it was right and had no explanation as to why the marker was misplaced initially. He said it could have been somebody who was laying sod or anyone else that may have moved that marker. And I asked why there weren't IPs placed at the time the building was constructed, and they had a variety of reasons as to why that didn't happen. Probably not important for this evening. So we did have the IPs placed. To move the shed would be extremely difficult, if not impossible, since we had wiring done once it was in place. A walkway installed and a fence installed. The owners of the property next to us are here with us this evening, and they are the ones that have provided the letter of support saying that they have no objection to the shed being that close to the property line on their side of the property. There are no property developments behind us. And we did not intentionally create the situation. We really felt that the shed was being placed in compliance with the requirements for the property lines. So we were kind of surprised when the property line marker had been moved. So we are requesting that variance to maintain the shed in its current placement.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Wait, let's see if they have any questions from members of the board. Start down with Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Rosen?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
You said that's the only thing that you have a home on the property, is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so they just surveyed the shed location, is that it?
Yeah, what you have in your packet is Pannoni redid the survey for showing the placement of the shed.
All right.
Yes, there
and
is
you
a.
You can't move it for what reason?
Well, number one, we've had it wired. After the wiring was done, we had a paver sidewalk put in and a fence installed.
The fence is what, surrounding the?
Yes.
Yes. And it's also anchored into the ground.
True.
There's anchors into the ground.
And your reason for requesting this variance is because?
So not to have to move the shed, which would be extremely difficult and very, very expensive.
Thank you.
Mr. Berman?
Questions?
And I, Mr. Galloway, had no questions.
Yes, Ms. Rogers, I just have one. Are there other like sheds in the neighborhood?
Trying to think. There are other sheds in the development, not on either side of us at the present time.
So it's your position that this would not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Not at all.
Thanks. That's all I have.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Show hand of two. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11306. Excuse me. I believe the applicants have stated the reason they are applying for the variance and the uniqueness to the property is that they've tried to get the surveyor to give them the right figures. Is that what you said to us? That's your statement? Okay. So the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship was not created by you, but by the surveyor. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because there are like sheds there. Yeah. And the request of the variance is minimum that way forward relief.
Okay. That was second to that motion.
Second.
Okay. You have a motion by Mr. Rickers, and second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11306. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11306 is approved.
Thank you.